A lawsuit challenging the Affordable Care Act could have big consequences for people in Delaware. A three-judge panel heard arguments this week on why the ACA is not unconstitutional after Republicans in Congress eliminated the individual mandate in 2017. A Texas judge ruled in December the law was unconstitutional without the mandate. The lawsuit was filed by 18 Republican-led states and is supported by the Trump administration. Delaware is one of the states defending the health care law. Governor John Carney says if the law is invalidated, the state could lose up to $200 million in federal funding.
And so it would be extremely disruptive for the court to step in and declare some of that unconstitutional or strike down any part of that.
State Medicaid Director Stephen Groff says it would impact about 60,000 people who benefited from the Medicaid expansion, and around 20,000 more who buy insurance on the federal exchange. But it would also affect around 300,000 people with pre-existing conditions and stop young adults from staying on their parents' insurance until 26 years old. The judges are expected to rule on the case in the next couple of months, but any decision is likely to be appealed and go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.